So yeah, journey back to source. What is that? That's a journey to oneness. A journey to oneness with source. Now, while you're down here, you're learning lessons through the repeat simulated training program. Every day is a repeat. Every day, there's nothing new under the sun. Every moment is the now. But the storyline's playing out in front of you. This is why I say it's a hologram, because the same story is playing out in front of you. Source never changes. We only change. The human only changes. So as Source is hitting us daily with these storylines, it's the same storyline from the cross, but it keeps hitting you until you move to the next lesson. In other words, let's say you have a problem with greed. Eventually, Bible verses, people have in front of you, everything going on around you. If you're greedy, Source, God, His Word says, don't be greedy. So He's going to hit you hard until you get rid of the greed. You're not going to move to the next level till you get rid of the greed. You know, if He's convicting you of greed, He's going to keep convicting you. So the storyline, people around you, stuff going on, news articles, people in jail for embezzling or whatever, it's going to keep hitting you to remind you not to be greedy. And then finally, when you renew your mind and you say, okay, yeah, I've been greedy, I'm not going to be greedy anymore, then you move to the next one, and it might be lying. It might be gaslighting. Somebody, let's say somebody's a gaslighter. They learned it from a child or something. They're gaslighting people. Let's say there's some woman gaslighting her husband, trying to destabilize him because she don't want to admit she's wrong. So Source is going to keep hitting you with the other people gaslighting, the situation's gaslighting. The storyline never changes. It's the same flesh versus spirit, because the flesh has to be cut out, has to be turned and cut out. The elect saints are being changed, sanctified, set apart, holy, being turned into a holy vessel. Holy, set apart, sanctified, just like Jesus, because you're following His steps. If you're being outward show, if you're all you're caring about is outward show and not the inside, you're going to keep getting hit by that same truth in the storyline, because whatever God is convicting you of, that storyline's going to play out. It might not even, but somebody beside you, you're rubbing shoulders with somebody beside you, and they have another issue. Let's say they have a problem with overeating or something. The same storyline is playing out because Source never changes, but one is convicted of greed, one is convicted of overeating. Gluttony. People don't talk about that anymore, do they? One's convicted of gluttony, one's convicted of greed. But as long as, if they don't have the Holy Spirit, they can't change. They don't have the power to change, right? They have no power, because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies, give you the power to overcome these flesh-minded problems, issues, whatever you're dealing with, habits, patterns. So it could be fear. You know, somebody might be living in fear. And I was talking to somebody yesterday. We were talking about, she was talking about, she mentioned archetypes. I said, yeah, the archetypes are the archetypes in the storyline that God takes care of His own. God put us here to develop us. God has our back. He wants, he's on your side. He's here. Everything that's happening to you is to develop you and make you into a better person. The struggles you face, He already knows. He already knew the beginning from the end. The only reason you're here is to develop you. And so when the drama gets so crazy that the devil tries to throw fear darts, you stand on the promises of God, which are the archetypes. The promises are the archetypes, the archetypes. God is a provider. God holds it all together. By Jesus, all things consist. Jesus is in control of this whole thing. He holds it all together. He holds the storyline together. If you watch the last episode of Loki, it's kind of like that, but Loki's, they're saying Loki's a god or whatever. Loki's kind of holding all the storylines together in that last episode. Watch it and you'll see what I'm talking about. But just because that episode came out, that's not the reason I saw it. I saw it before that episode came out. Jesus is holding it all together, not Loki. Now the devil, he might be holding together storylines for the unsaved, because God is angry with the wicked every day. If you don't run to Jesus, God is the only sacrifice, the only escape is what Jesus did at the cross. God is only happy with his son. He's not happy with anybody else but his son. So you enter in by faith. You appropriate it by faith. So the journey back to source is one heart, one mind, one spirit. Now, every word I'm saying is important. One heart, one mind, one spirit, one will, one goal, one story. Take up your cross daily and follow him. So when you take up your cross, you're actually following in his pattern. You take up your cross daily because he took up the cross and went to the cross for you. Is the servant greater than the master? Is the servant greater than the master? If we're following series after Christ and every day is the same and every moment's the same, then you take up your cross each day. When you go to sleep, it's like death, and then you wake up and you rise up, life. That's why when you wake up, you're going to awake. The old you died. Wake up. You got to go to awake. The old, mourn the old you that was yesterday. Now you have a new you. Wake up. It's a new day. Rise up. Rise and shine. How are you going to shine? You can't shine. The only way you're going to shine is take up your cross, because Jesus alone shines. Rise and shine. What does that mean? You can't shine. Jesus shines. Good morning. You mourn the previous day because it's gone, it's dead. Good morning, the old you died yesterday. That's why you are in mourning, but you don't stay in mourning. You move on. You forget those things which are behind, press on. That's why they say good morning. That's why you wake up, because you go to awake.
Hi, Mark.
Yesterday's dead. The old you is dead. You're dead. You died. Yes, really, you're not even your own. You're not your own. And so you saw what Jesus said. He said he does whatever God tells him. His does God's will down here, right? That's kind of what you're stepping into. You're learning to do God's will, not your will. One will, one spirit, one heart, one doctrine, one mind. You don't have to fight with Jezebel, because Jezebel is a pride war, and you don't have pride, right?